I'm Dan Clefstad. 2 years after Illinois legalized sports betting, those seeking to grow the lucrative industry want to make it legal to bet on in-state college athletics. But Illinois universities with Division I programs remain opposed. Hannah Meisel has more.
Fresh on the heels of the University of Illinois and Loyola University Chicago's March Madness basketball runs, some state lawmakers want to remove the prohibition on Illinois residents betting on in-state college sports. But U of I Athletic Director Josh Whitman says that would open college players up to potential harm and harassment by disgruntled bettors. He cited the social media abuse many student athletes already face from fans.
The commentary is vile, it's abusive, it's threatening, and in some cases it directly references gambling losses.
Lawmakers have floated a compromise that would allow colleges to suspend betting on their teams for 6 months if harassment becomes a problem. But Whitman said he spoke for all D1 colleges in Illinois when he said that wouldn't be enough protection for players, and they remain opposed. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Black women are 3 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related causes than white women. That's according to a new report from the Illinois Department of Public Health. This represents a narrowing disparity compared to the agency's 2018 report, which found a 6 times greater risk for black mothers. But Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike says this is not a sign of progress.
While the disparity has narrowed for pregnancy-related deaths between black and white women, it is not due to conditions improving for black women, but is instead due to worsening conditions for white women, especially due to mental health conditions, including substance use disorder and suicide.
About 75 Illinois women die each year while pregnant or within 12 months of pregnancy. The state's maternal mortality review committees, which analyze all cases of maternal death, find more than 80% of these deaths are preventable. Dr. Ezike says she's hopeful Illinois' recent Medicaid policy change, which extends coverage for a full year after pregnancy, will save lives. And Illinois is looking into use of an electronic COVID-19 vaccination card. Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike told a House committee that an electronic card, possibly through an app, would provide a way for people to prove they've been vaccinated. Dr. Ezike also said such a card could prevent counterfeit cards. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. SIU's campuses in Carbondale and Edwardsville will hold tuition and mandatory fees flat next year, as administrators say higher education shouldn't be out of reach because of cost. SIUC Chancellor Austin Lane says students and their families need a quality education, but they have to be able to afford it as well.
This is the third year in a row for not increasing undergraduate tuition. Our mandatory fees have remained at the same level since fiscal year 16. Just so everyone knows, we're doing everything we can to maintain a focus on affordability and accessibility.
The university's Board of Trustees made the tuition and fee rates official at their meeting on Thursday. In addition, they formalized the hire of the system's first vice president for anti-racism, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Sheila Caldwell is expected to start the position this summer. A Southern Illinois Head Start program is getting more than $2 million in federal funding. The Western Egyptian Economic Opportunity Council will receive $2.6 million to expand access for its Head Start program. The funding from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services will help families hit hard by COVID-19 pandemic and other factors. A man has been arrested for burglarizing a residence in the 600 block of North Allen in Carbondale. Carbondale police say 28-year-old Terry Jones is charged with residential burglary and criminal trespass to property for an incident that occurred around 8:30 Wednesday night. Anyone with information should call Crime Stoppers at 549-COPS. For WSIU News, I'm Leah Lerner.